Ready? Good morning and welcome to the Father's house. Here I come. I love you. I love you. I love you. God is watching. I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't know if it's like a TV show or a sitcom. I love you. I love you. I love you. Might be a movie. I love you. I love you. I love you. Could even be a documentary. I don't know. God is watching us. God is looking at us. Matter of fact, I'll even say this. God is recording us. And when we get to heaven, because he's love, he's going to record. He's going to let the whole world, everybody in heaven, that world, know and see our love down here on earth. He loves to see us love people and love on people. And so he's watching us. He's even recording, just like I record. Netflix ain't got nothing on God. And he's watching what we do. And for some of us, we might be loving somebody just like that. It just takes that day or that week to get through. For some of us, it's a big, long movie. We're dealing with a whole lot of stuff to show our love. Whatever it is, God loves to see that. And he's watching us. So go and love people. Amen. All right. Number two. The other day, and again, this is Van Arrington right now. I've been walking with the Lord almost 40 years. I know him. I'm a pastor. I've been in youth ministry for years. Here's what happened. I had a thought. I don't know how, where the thought came from. I don't know what happened about somebody that I didn't like. Persons just came across my head. And I don't know about you. I don't like everybody. And there's some people I just don't care for. And this person came across my mind, and I don't care nothing about them. Something happened way back, no big deal, whatever. Forgot about it. And the thought came across my mind, and the person came across my mind. And God kind of said to me, well, if you see that person, here's how you're supposed to act. And just out of the cuff, out of nowhere, just, this is how I came back at God. No, I'm not. And if he says something, I'm going to go off on him. And if he touches me, I'm going to hurt him. I mean, just out of nowhere, just went off. I just went off. And God just kind of paused a little bit and kind of dealt with me. And he said, what? And I did it again. And it was just my pride and my arrogance. And my stubbornness just came out. And then I caught myself. And then I said, Lord, forgive me. I don't know if you go through this. Sometimes you have trash in your house, and you get trash, and there's certain trash that when you put it in the trash can in your house, you need to get that trash outside to the dumpster because it's going to smell. It's going to stink. Pride stinks. Stubbornness stinks. Arrogance stinks when we do it before God. And God was quick to me. He said, Van, you kind of blew it right there for a little bit. You need to get that trash in the dumpster. And I said, Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you. I will get rid of that trash. I know you don't want any pride and any stubbornness, any arrogance in your children. And so I quickly got rid of it. And I just want to thank him right now. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that I can get that stuff out of me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm praying for you. Here's my prayer this week for you. My prayer is that you'd ask God, that you would ask God for an appetite. And what I mean by that is, I remember when I was young, I had food appetite, and I couldn't. It was like I stayed hungry. I kept getting hungry. Every time I'd eat, and then the next hour I'm hungry again. I'd eat, and the next hour I'm hungry again, and I had an appetite, and just couldn't stop eating. Well, here's what I'm praying for: that you would have an appetite for God. That you would have an appetite to please God. That you would have an appetite to serve God. I am praying that you would have an appetite for God. Amen. All right, let's get into the word. John 14:26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, This is Jesus talking. Who the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to remembrance everything I have showed you. This is Jesus talking to his disciples, and he's talking to us. And he says the Holy Spirit will be your teacher. Over the years, I've caught on, and the word picture I want you to see is the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And he will teach you. He's a great teacher. He's an awesome teacher. I know about teaching. He is a great teacher. My degree is in teaching. But he is the greatest teacher I've ever met, the Holy Spirit. And there's two things he taught me. I mean, there's more. But there's so much more. And I want, matter of fact, I want to tell you so many of the things that he's taught me. But the Holy Spirit has kind of said, hey, no. I want to teach them. And if they'll let me teach them, I will show them. And so, Van, I just want you to tell them two things that I've taught you. And I said, well, Lord, there's so much more in there. Holy Spirit, like, calm down. I know. But I want to teach them. And so I want to get you started, because these are two simple things way back that the Holy Spirit taught me. And again, he's a personal teacher. And when you're with the Holy Spirit and he's teaching you, you're in his class, it's funny because even though you don't say anything, he can hear everything in your heart and in your mind. And so nothing is left out. He knows what you're thinking. And so here we go. The Holy Spirit is teaching me. Get this picture. I'm in the class. He's my teacher. Just me and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to me, and the Holy Spirit says, all right, Van, because I've been walking with the Lord for a little while, and, you know, I love Jesus, I love the Lord and all this stuff. And the Holy Spirit says, Van, I am going to teach you how to love God. And I say, okay. And he says, I'm going to teach you how to love God in prayer. And immediately, I took off. I mean, inside me, you know, and the Holy Spirit didn't stop me. He just let me go. I know how to love God, and I know how to pray, and I know who, what, when, where, and how. I just tell him, this is what I want. This is how I want it. This is the way I want it, and I just go to work. I know how to pray, and I just went off, and I prayed this, and I asked for this, and this happened, and some things didn't happen, but I went on, and I just went off, and the Holy Spirit was so calm. Holy Spirit is a great teacher. And the Holy Spirit was so patient. And the Holy Spirit let me say everything I wanted to say. And then the Holy Spirit looked at me and said, all right, Van, I want you to hear me again. I'm going to teach you how to pray. I'm going to teach you how to love God. And the first area I'm going to teach you on how to love God is how to pray. And immediately I went off again. I said, I know how to pray. I know what to do. I know what to say. I just tell God this, and I tell God this, and I tell God I want to do this, and I tell God about this. I know how to pray. And I just went off again. And the Holy Spirit was so calm. The Holy Spirit was so patient. The Holy Spirit just smiled. Didn't flinch. And just waited till I finished. And the Holy Spirit's come at me again. After I finished and I said everything and I'm looking at him, I'm like, okay, I got it. And the Holy Spirit says, Van, I want to show you how to love God. And I want to teach you how to pray. And I looked. I'm kind of looking kind of sideways, like a dog would turn its head. Van, when you pray, ask God. Just like that. Ask God. Then I caught it. I've been telling God, the creator of the universe, the heaven, the moon, the stars, the galaxy, the one who controls the air, the land, and the sea, the one who has all power, the Ancient of Days, who owns the beginning and the end, who is everywhere, who has all power, who is all-knowing, the Almighty God. The Holy Spirit was trying to teach me Then when you come to God, you need to come with respect. You need to come understanding. You own nothing. You have no power. When you come to God, you ask like a child asking a parent. You don't tell God. One of the ways you love God is in your prayer. And when your prayer is, God help me. God, can I ask you? That's loving God. The Holy Spirit is an awesome teacher. I didn't get it at first. I didn't catch it. But then I caught on. Okay, that's the way you love God. And there's many other things. I want to tell you some more how the Holy Spirit was showing me how to love God. He was sent from the Father to teach me how to love Him. How to pray. I thought I knew how to pray. Didn't know how to pray. Holy Spirit taught me. You're to ask. Come like a child. Oh, I want to tell you some more, but the Holy Spirit will talk to you. He will show you how to love God. That'd be one of the areas. There's some more. I said, okay. Another area. Holy Spirit said, man, I'm going to show you, and I've been walking with the Lord for a little while now. Understand this. I'm going to show you how to love people. Well, let me give you the mindset, because again, you're in the Holy Spirit's classroom, and so everything is being heard. And here's how I came at the Holy Spirit. Because I've been walking with God for a while, and I fell in love with God. I fell in love with Jesus. I fell in love with the Holy Spirit, my teacher. And, they're good. I mean, they're okay. I ain't got no problem with them. I ain't got no problem with God. God's okay. I ain't got no problem with Jesus. Jesus is the man. I ain't got no problem with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is so patient, so loving, so caring, a great teacher. I ain't got no problem with them. But I have been walking, again, with the Lord for a while. And I have a problem with people. It's crazy, because I was out there in the world. I was for a little while, and I was doing my thing, and when I was playing football, and I was running crazy and acting wild and all this stuff. And I know what it's like. And you're cutthroat, and you're mean, and you're nasty, and you're ugly. And man, I got it. And I've been there and did that. And, you know, I can't talk much about other people. But then I got around Christians, and I got into the church. And in the church, some of the people in church are just as crazy and nasty, as mean as I was when I was out there in the world. And ugly. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I done had it with people. I'm trying to help, and they being nasty, and they being mean. I'm trying to do stuff, and they don't want it done this way, or they want you to do it this way. And you say stuff, and they mad at you for saying stuff. And I'm like, I done had it with people. And I'm all upset. And I'm like, God, I'm okay with you. I want to learn how to love God. I ain't really worried about the people. And the Holy Spirit was here. You know, I'm talking. I can't hold it back. I mean, my feelings, my emotions, He's reading all of it. I'm letting it go. And then the Holy Spirit, so calm, so sweet, just says this. Holy Spirit says, Van, God loves people. And then He said, Van, Jesus loves people. And then the Holy Spirit said, Van, the Holy Spirit, I love people. And I just, okay, I got you. I guess I need to love people too. That would be good. So I caught on. I said, okay, Lord, show me how to love people. Holy Spirit, teach me. For one of my first lessons, Holy Spirit taught me. He said, Van, I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you're not perfect. I just want to know that you have a caring heart. And I'm like, I'm not quite. He said, Van, love people. Then he brought me to, and he reminded me of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10. There's three people. Two are good people. One's basically a preacher. The other one's a teacher of the gospel. One's a preacher of the gospel. One's a teacher of the gospel. And the other one is a Samaritan, or he's considered really a sinner. Somebody who's not even worth anything. And you know the story. Somebody's getting hurt. And he's in this pathway. And the good people, the two good people, the preacher and the teacher, walk past him. They're good people, but they walk past. And this sinner, this person who ain't all that, sees that person and helps him. And the Holy Spirit began to talk to me. He said, Van, I don't want you to be caught up into being good and how you look in front of people. Here's what I want. I want a caring person. I want you to be caring. When people are in your pathway and you're going to meet people that the devil has robbed and the demons have robbed and have hurt, and when you see them, I want to know that you're caring. I don't want to know that you're good. I don't want to know that you're perfect. You know all the word and you know how to quote all the scriptures. I don't care how good you are and how good you look in front of people. I care about how caring you are. When somebody's hurting in your pathway, when you see them, will you help them? That's why I know you love people. There are going to be some people you're going to see. They're going to be hurt. They're going to be struggling. They're going to be going through. I love people. And I don't care how good you look. I don't care how good you got it. I care, do you care? You might not be perfect, might not be able to say everything right, do everything right, but as long as you're caring. And when you see people who are in your pathway who are hurting and you can help them, help them. Love God, love people. There's more ways. He's shown me how to love people. And I want to tell you, but God's saying, or the Holy Spirit is saying, let me teach them. I'll show them. Van is a far better teacher than you. And he's right. But I'm learning. Those were two lessons. And there's so many more that the Holy Spirit has taught me. I love the Holy Spirit. He's an awesome teacher. And I pray that he continues to teach with you. Amen. Blessings, my brothers and sisters. I love you.